Okay, let's get cracking. Very excited to begin learning Mishnah Yomi with you, 2 Mishnayos a day. And really just to remember, the emphasis is the Yomi, is the consistency, is to recognize and understand that we're only going to be learning 2 Mishnayos a day, and it's going to be consistent, and every single day we're going to try to make sure that we do it. If we miss a day or two, it's okay, totally fine. But let's try to stay as consistent as possible as we try to understand that learning Torah is not only something that we learn, but it's something that we live. And every single day, we're going to try to learn a little bit more Mishnayos, a little bit more Torah to connect to Hashem in this unbelievable way. Okay, the way of introduction to Mishnayos in general, just to understand what Mishnayos are, what the purpose of Mishnayos are. Mishnah is part of Torah Sheba'al Peh, it's really the beginning of Torah Sheba'al Peh, the oral law that we got at Har Sinai. Initially, it was supposed to be spoken. It wasn't allowed even to be written down, but people started forgetting. And imagine, Mishnah is so big, there's so much Mishnah, and certainly we need the Gemara to even understand the Mishnah. There's so much Torah Sheba'al Peh that people understandably started forgetting it. It was like broken telephone. Things were getting confused. Things were getting messed up. So therefore, there was a decree. Torah tells us, Eis lasus l'Hashem, Hifiras Torah Secha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we needed to make sure that the Torah of Hashem wasn't forgotten. Therefore, we wrote down all of the Torah, and that's what Mishnah is. Mishnah is our gateway into Torah Sheba'al Peh, so that we can make sure the Torah of Hashem is certainly not forgotten, that we can live it, and that we can learn it. What's also interesting about Mishnah, before we begin to discuss Maseches Brachos, is that Mishnah has the same letters as Neshama, and that's why you'll notice that many times after someone passes away, they want to finish Mishnah, they want to have different people learn different Masechtos of Mishnayos for the Aliyah of that person's Neshama. Mishnah and Neshama have the same letters. To uplift that person's neshama, they want to learn Mishnah. What we're going to do here is, as we learn Mishnah, we're not going to uplift someone else's neshama. We're going to uplift our own neshama. As we continue to connect to Hashem and to tap into our neshama, our guf and our neshama are inseparable. And this is going to be a way for us to connect to our neshama, to uplift our own neshama each and every day. Okay. We're about to begin Maseches Brachos, and as you could probably tell by the name of Maseches Brachos, the word Brachos means blessings, and we're going to certainly discuss many Brachos, many blessings that are made throughout the day, that are made throughout our lives. And the truth is, and some of the Mefarshim point out, that the word Bracha comes from the word Brecha, which is like a pool of water, because when we're making a Bracha, we are pouring out our love of Hashem, our connection to Hashem. It's like a pool of water that continues to flow, our connectivity from us to the Rabbonu Shlom, our connection to Hashem. That's what a bracha is. It's a way for every moment of every single day for us to remain connected to Hashem, even when we're eating, even when we're doing physical things, to always be connected to the Rabbonu Shlom, to have a relationship with Hashem. That's a Maseches Brachos, and the Masechta of Maseches Brachos begins with the halachos of Kriya Shema, of reading the Shema, and the Rambam points out that the reason why we begin Maseches Brachos with the halachos of Kriya Shema, which isn't exactly a bracha, there are brachos before it, and there are brachos after it, but it itself isn't a bracha, but the Rambam says that the reason why we begin Maseches Brachos, and all of the Mishnah, all of Torah Sheba'al Peh begins with Maseches Brachos, with Kriya Shema, is because Kriya Shema is a mitzvah that is performed by everyone. Everyone is obligated in Kriya Shema, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, perhaps. And it's performed every single day. It's performed every single day. Every person and every day, this mitzvah is performed, even twice a day, really. So it's certainly an important mitzvah for us to begin Shas with. Let's begin. The Mishnah begins by asking a very simple question. From when is Kriyas Shema read in the evening? At what time can you begin to recite Kriyas Shema? It's interesting, the Torah tells us, it's a pasuk that we say very often as we say Kriyas Shema, hopefully every day, b'shachbecha uvkumecha, that you should say Kriyas Shema b'shachbecha, when you are sleeping or when you're going to sleep, which we'll discuss, and uvkumecha, and when you wake up. So you should say it at night and during the day, b'shachbecha uvkumecha. So we're going to begin this Mishnah by discussing when can one begin reading Shema in the evening, me'emos ha'korin es Shema ba'arvis. Continues the Mishnah, misha she'akohanim nichnasim le'echol b'trumasan. And this everyone agrees to. Every opinion agrees that when's the earliest time that you can say Kriya Shema? From the time, Misha, from the moment, from the time, Sha'a Kohanim, Nichnasim, Le'achol, B'Trumasim, from the moment of the Kohanim can enter to eat their truma. Now, what does that mean? That Kohanim can eat their truma. So truma is the special food that we separate for the Kohanim. But the truth is, Kohanim can always eat their truma. So what does it mean that you can begin saying Shema from the moment when Kohanim can start eating their truma? So it's referring specifically to a Kohen who's Tameh. Because a Kohen's only allowed to eat truma when he's Tahor. So Mishasha Kohanim Nechnatzin Lechol B'Trumasan means that a Kohen who's Tameh, and in order to become Tahor, what does he have to do? He has to go into the mikvah. He has to go into the mikvah. He has to immerse himself in a mikvah. So a Kohen goes, he immerses himself in the mikvah, but then he's not allowed to eat truma until until two stars come out, two medium stars have to be seen in the sky. That's when the night begins, and that's when one's ability to recite Kriya Shema begins. So really, the Mishnah could have just said, that Kriya Shema can be read from the moment that two stars come out, three stars come out. But it says, Mishasha Kohen Nechnas Nechol B'Trumas, from the moment that a Kohen who is Tameh has the ability to eat Truma. So that's Tzeisa Kochavim, when they can begin to recite Kriya Shema. The Gemara discusses why it says this exactly, but not for us right now. Continues the Mishnah. Ad Sof HaShmura HaRishona Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. The Machlokas in our Mishnah is not about when you can begin to say Kriya Shema. Everyone in our Mishnah holds that you can begin saying Kriya Shema from Tzeisa Kochavim. The question is, when's the latest time that you can say Kriya Shema? Says Rebbe Eliezer, Misof Shmura HaRishona. From the end of the first watch, the night is divided into three. The Gemara tells us that each third of the night, there are malachim in Shemayim who are singing, who are praising Hashem, and then the one third would come out, and the next third would go in, and so on. And the first third of the night, says Rebbe Eliezer, only until the beginning of the first part of the night, can one recite Kriya Shema. Now, the reason why Rabbi Eliezer says is because he holds that b'shach b'cha, what does it mean b'shach b'cha? What does it mean that a person can say Kriya Shema when they go to sleep? It means when people physically go to sleep. When do people tend to go to sleep? The first third of the night, the first part of the night is when they go to sleep. And therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, that's when you should recite Kriya Shema. And that's the latest time to recite Kriya Shema. Continues the Mishnah. V'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim disagree. Says the Chacham Ad Chatzos. When's the time that a person can say Kriya Shema until? They can only say Kriya Shema until Chatzos, until midnight. Until midnight. And the reason for that is because they believe not that it's when a person goes to sleep, but that it's when a person is sleeping. That as long as you're sleeping, that's when you're obligated in Kriya Shema Ad Chatzos. When you are sleeping, you can say it, unlike Rabbi Eliezer said, that it's not when you're sleeping, but it's when you physically go to sleep. Rabbi Gamliel continues in the Mishnah. Ad sheya'ale amud hashachar. Says Rabbi Gamliel, it's not until the first watch of the night. That's Rabbi Eliezer. It's not until Chatzos. That's the Chachamim. Says Rabbi Gamliel, it's ad sheya'ale amud hashachar, until dawn. Until dawn. Until right before the morning begins. Now, we're going to see in a moment that this really isn't a machlokas, that really the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel are much, much closer than they're really agreeing more than they're disagreeing. But we're going to see that in a moment. But for now, Rabbi Gamliel holds Ad Shiala Mar Shachar. You can say Kriya Shema from Tzitzak Chavim until dawn. Continues the Mishnah. Ma'ase Sheba'u Banav Mi Beis HaMishnah. There was a story where the sons of Rabbi Gamliel get back. They return from a wedding, according to Tosfos Yom Tov. The Beis HaMishnah doesn't just refer to a party. They were at a wedding and they get back and they were busy dancing and they're busy having a great time and they did not say Shema yet. Amru lo, they said to their father, lo korinu es Shema, we didn't say Shema yet. What should we do? We didn't say Kriya Shema. Now the assumption is that they got back after Chatzos. Now what's interesting is that they're talking to their dad, right? Their dad is Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel holds that it's until Amor HaShachar, so he holds you can continue to say Shema. But we hold like the Chachamim. We paskin like the Chachamim in general in Halacha. We hold like the Rov, like the majority, and the Chachamim were the majority. So we hold like the Chachamim. So they come to their dad and they say, listen, we know you hold until Amar HaShachar, but we hold like the Chachamim. And the Chachamim say, until Chatzos, what should we do? It's past Chatzos. What should we do? Can we still say Shema or not? Amar Lehem, Rabbi Gamliel responds to his son, to his children, to his sons, Im lo ol Amur HaShachar, chayavin atem likro. Says Rabbi Gamliel, if it's not yet Amur HaShachar, which it isn't, it's not dawn yet, chayavin, you're obligated, you're chayav to still read and to still say the Kriya Shema. Velozu bilvar, continues Rabbi Gamliel, not only that, not only should you say the, are you obligated to say the Shema in this particular situation, ela kol ma she'amru chacham, every single time that the chachamim say ad chatzos, that they say that you can only do something until chatzos, mitzvah son ad she'yale amur ha-shachar. It's really a mitzvah until amur ha-shachar, not only until chatzos, but you can really go even further than that. So why would the chachamim say until chatzos, if really they mean even later? So we'll get to that in a moment. But for all intents and purposes right now, there are two opinions in our Mishnah. When's the latest time to say Kriya Shema? First opinion, according to Rabbi Eliezer, until the first third of the night. And the second opinion is really the Chachamim, who are just saying until chatzos, but really they mean ad sheyala amur hashachar. They mean until dawn. At least that's how Rabbi Gamliel understands the chacham. I'll give you a sneak peek into what the Mishnah is going to conclude by saying. The Mishnah is going to say at the end of this Mishnah that the reason why the chachamim hold, and the reason why the chachamim say ad chatzos, when really they mean until amur hashachar, is because they don't want people to delay. Right? Human nature is that we delay, and that we forget, and that we're gonna get distracted. Right? There's a concept, hamitzvah habol yadcha al tachmitzena, that if a mitzvah comes into your hand, you should do it right away. You shouldn't start doing anything else that might chas v'shalom distract you and prevent you from doing that mitzvah. So the chacham say until chatzos, really as a siyag, as a fence, to try and protect you and to make sure that you do as many mitzvahs as possible, to make sure that as soon as you can, you do the mitzvah and you don't delay. If you say, oh, I have until amud hashachar, I can do it as late as I want, then the concern is that a person might not actually do it and might forget to do the mitzvah. So that's the opinion of the Chachamim. That's how Rabbi Gamliel understands the opinion of the Chachamim, namely that you can do the mitzvah until chatos. You're obligated to do the mitzvah ad sheyala amud hashachar, until dawn. Continues Rabbi Gamliel, and he gives a few examples of where the Chachamim say ad chatzos with something, but really they mean until amur hashachar. Continues the Mishnah, hekter chalavim ve'evarim mitzvason ad shiala amur hashachar. So typically the karbanos would be brought during the day, but their fats and their limbs would be burnt overnight. So the question is, how long does one have at night to burn the fats and the limbs of the karbanos? Says the Chachamim, ad chatzos. But Rabbi Gamliel says, really, you have mitzvasan ad shiala amur hashachar. You really have until dawn, even though the chacham say ad chatzos. Continues the Mishnah, v'cholin ha'cholin liyom echad. Similarly, says the Mishnah, any karban that can only be eaten in a day. There are certain types of karbanos that you must eat that day. If you don't eat that day, then it becomes what we call nosar. You have to burn it. You're not allowed to eat it anymore. Mitzvason ad shiala amur hashachar. Those karbanos as well, you have to eat it that day. You don't have until chatzos, even though the chacham say you have until chatzos. Really, you have until amur hashachar, until dawn, is when you have to do the burning of the fats and the limbs. When you have to eat these karbanos, you have until amur hashachar, even though the chachamim say ad chatzos. Im kain, continues Rabbi Gamliel, if so, lama amr chacham ad chatzos? Like we just said, why would the chachamim say ad chatzos, that you only have until midnight, when really you have all night? Says the Mishnah, kedei leharchik es ha'adam min ha'avera. To distance us, the rachok means to distance, to make yourself far from doing an aveir, from chas v'shalom, missing the opportunity to do a mitzvah, and really you should try to take advantage of every opportunity to do a mitzvah. Therefore, the chachamim say ad chatzos, when really you have until amud hashachar. So the first Mishnah tells us, when's the earliest time, just to review quickly, when's the earliest time that you have to say Kriya Shema? Tseis HaKochavim, once you have three stars that come out, then you have the opportunity to do Kriya Shema. When's the latest time? So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the first opinion, it's all about when do normal people go to sleep? Typically, people go to sleep in the first third of the night, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer says that that's when you have until to recite Kriya Shema. The first third of the night, when those malachim are, the first third malachim are getting ready to go back upstairs. However, continues the Mishnah, there is another opinion. It says the Chacham, no, you don't have until, you have even later. You have until Chatzos, until midnight. Rabbi Gamliel then explains, really, until Amud HaShachar, and even the Chachamim hold until Amud HaShachar, and they only say Ar Chatzos, de laharchik es ha'adam min ha'avera, in order to prevent a person from doing an avera, you're just going to procrastinate, you're just going to delay, and want people to do mitzvos as soon as possible. So that's Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Maseches Brachos, discussing when to say the Shema at night. Now we're up to Mishnah Beis. Mi emos la korona Shema b'shacharis. We just discussed in the previous Mishnah when to recite Kriya Shema in the evening, the earliest time and the latest time. And now we're discussing when should one read Kriya Shema in the morning b'shacharis. Like we said, b'shach b'cha is at night, uv kumecha. And now we're discussing when to say Kriya Shema in the morning. Now, just by way of a tangent before we continue, why would it start with the night and not start with the day? So you might, hopefully you're thinking, you have your thinking caps on, and you're thinking, the answer is because the Jewish day starts at night, right? The Jewish date starts at night. Tonight is when the day begins, and therefore that's why we begin with discussing the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, the evening Kriya Shema, and now we're going to begin the Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, the Kriya Shema that we recite in the morning. So, the first opinion, Tanakhama says, Mishayakir bein techeles lelavan. When's the earliest time that you can recite Kriya Shema in the morning? From the moment that you can yakir, that you can recognize bein, the difference between techeles, which is like a blue, lelavan, and white. And really the Bartanura points out that typically it's referring to the tzitzis, that in those days everyone would have some strings of white, some strings of blue, because they would have techeles. And when you can distinguish, when you can differentiate, when you can see the difference between blue and white, that's when you can start reciting Kriya Shema. You just obviously can't turn on the lights. So you have to, we're talking about when there's enough sunlight, when there's enough natural light to tell the difference between blue and white, that's the moment that you can recite Kriya Shema. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer says, not bein techeles lelavan, but bein techeles lekarti. When you can tell the difference between blue and karti. Karti is a vegetable called a leek, which is like a green leek. So it's really when you're able to tell the difference between blue and green. Between blue and green. And that's much harder, right? What's harder, to tell the difference between blue and white or blue and green? So certainly blue and green's harder. So you need a little bit more sunlight to tell the difference between blue and green. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is a little bit later when there's a little bit more sunlight. So the earlier time is the Tanakhama, when you can tell the difference between blue and white. It's much easier. You need a little bit less light. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, bein techeles lekarti, we need a little bit more light to tell the difference between blue and green. And therefore, you need more light according to Rabbi Eliezer. Continues the Mishnah. That's the when you can begin. V'gomra ad ha'netachama. But according to this opinion, the Gomra Adon Netzachama, the latest time that you can say Kriya Shema is Netzachama, is sunrise. So between this time of differentiating between blue and green or blue and white, that's very early. And Netzachama, so if you wake up after sunrise, which most people do, then you're not able to fulfill the ideal way of reading Kriya Shema. Because most of us are waking up later than Netzachama. But according to this first opinion in the Mishnah, the latest time to recite Kriya Shema is Netz HaChama, is sunrise. But continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, no. Says Rabbi Yehoshua, absolutely not. Don't you worry. I know a lot of you guys like to wake up late, not a problem. Ad Shalosh Shos. You can wake up much later, until 3 hours into the day. Netz HaChama is the beginning of the day, and you've 3 hours past that. When you have the ability still to recite Kriya Shema, Shekein Derech B'nei Melachim La'amod B'Shalosh Shos. Why? Because it's the way of kings. We're all B'nei Melachim, we're the sons of kings. And even though in those days the average person would wake up very early to work, Melachim would wake up later, they're more chill, people are doing work for them. So because Melachim get up later, Uv Kumecha, there's getting up. So even though the average person gets up earlier in those days, B'nei Melachim, kings, get up later. So therefore, everyone can have the time to say Kriya Shema until Shalosh Shos, until 3 hours into the day. Continues the Mishnah, finishes off the Mishnah, HaKorim Mikan Ve'elech. Let's say you wake up late. Let's say for whatever reason something happened and you're unable to recite Kriya Shema before those 3 hours. HaKorim Mikan Ve'elech. If you read Kriya Shema, if you say Kriya Shema from any point beyond that, lo hifsid, you didn't lose anything. Ka'adam ha'kori b'Torah. It's like you're reading the Torah. You're saying Kriyashma, you're saying Psukim. In the Torah, you could say that even the brachos before and after Kriyashma, you're still, you didn't lose anything, you didn't do anything wrong. Okay, you're missing the Zman. You're not saying at the ideal time. It's certainly best to say Kriyashma when it's the right time, before the last third hour of the day. But within the first 3 hours of the day, it's ideal to say Shema. But if you miss that, it's okay. Lo hifsi, you didn't lose anything. Ke'odom ha'kori b'Torah. It's just like a person who's reading the psukim of the Torah, and certainly you could read Torah all day. So these are the first two Mishnayos of Mesachas Brachos. Have a great day.